Welcome to Lots of Love Mysteries Short First Fruits Offering Service. Today is April 17th, 2025. And this is the celebration of divine promise. Concept of first fruits, Bikurim, is deeply rooted in Torah, where God commanded Israel to bring the first fruit and best of their harvest as an offering. In Leviticus 23:9 through 14, we find the divine instruction for this sacred offering, a practice that demonstrated trust in God's provision and acknowledged His sovereignty over all blessing. This agricultural offering carried profound prophetic significance. Just as the first fruit sanctified the entire harvest to come, Yeshua became the first fruits of the resurrection, sanctifying all who would follow him in resurrection life. As Paul declares in 1 Corinthians 15:20, but Messiah has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Just as the first grain was presented at the temple for blessing, Yeshua presented himself before the Father as the first fruit of the new creation. His resurrection occurred during the Feast of First Fruits, fulfilling this prophetic appointment with divine precision. Through him, we too are called to be a kind of first fruits of creation, according to James 1:18, which says, "In the exercise of his will, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creation, his creatures." When we present our first fruits offering today, we participate in this profound spiritual reality. We're not merely giving our first and best to God. We're prophetically declaring our trust in the resurrection power of Messiah and our participation in the harvest of souls he is bringing forth in these last days. Let's pray. Abba Father, King of the universe, we come before you today with our first fruits offering, following the ancient path you established for your people, Israel. Just as Yeshua, our Messiah, became the first fruits of resurrection, we present these first portions of our increase with faith and gratitude. Lord, we acknowledge that all blessing flows from you. As we present these first fruits, we declare your sovereignty over every area of our lives, just as Yeshua's resurrection guaranteed the resurrection of all who trust in him. Let this offering be a prophetic act of faith in your continued provision and blessing. Sanctify these first fruits as you sanctified Messiah, the first fruit of the new creation. May this offering release your blessing over the remainder of our year, just as Yeshua's resurrection secured our eternal life. We present this offering with joy and expectation, knowing that you are faithful to your covenant promises. Let it rise as a sweet aroma before your throne, even as Yeshua's perfect offering opened the way for us to approach you with confidence. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, our first fruits and hope of glory, we pray. Amen. We will be giving our first fruits offering to Kurt Landry Ministries. We have partnered with them with our monthly financial support because they celebrate the feasts of the Lord and support Israel. If you feel led to give a first fruits offering, I recommend them. Or if the Lord directs you to give to Lots of Love Ministries, we accept PayPal under the email kabuchiatama@yahoo.com. That's K-A, B as in boy, U, C as in cat, H, I, T as in Tom, A, M as in Mary, A@yahoo.com. We also take Cash App under the handle $ Miri, M-I-R-I, Jer Falcon, G-Y-R, F-A-L-C-O-N. Once again, that's spelled Miri, Jer Falcon, M-I-R-I-V-Y-R-F-A-L-C-O-N. ALCON with the dollar sign before it. It's my name. Or you can email me with additional options. My lots of love email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Please remember that we are not a 501c3 tax deductible organization. However, if you consider us your place of worship or do not itemize, it really doesn't matter, right? Wherever the Lord leads you to sow your first fruits offering, I pray it produces shalom in your home.